I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth goes foraging again. This time, she's looking for the freshwater plant, watercress.
Jesse Rose's family has lived on the same property in Wellfleet for over a century.
My great-grampy bought it in 1903, and my grampy was born here in 1908.
Wild watercress has been growing on the property at least that long, probably much longer. The house was already built when Jesse's great-grandfather bought it, and it's right next to a creek.
Why don't you help me pick it?
Okay. Oh, wow. The creek is filled with fresh, green watercress. The roots go into the stream bed, but the stems of the plant are hollow, so the leaves float up on top of the water.
Over there, there's a freshwater bubbling spring. The family used to get water right from the ground, and unlike all the little other creeks in the river, this is a hard bottom creek. I mean, it looks mucky, but you can. This is the only one that I know of that you can stand in.
Otherwise, you're sinking.
At least you go right up in mud.
The hard bottom and running spring make this a perfect spot for watercress. The perennial plant grows wild all over America, Europe, and Asia, and it grows best in alkaline water. You want to look for it where the water is always running and always cold. Places like a stream or near the head of a spring like it is here.
There's a few other patches along the river where it grows. And I mean, it's flourished. It does this twice a year. Pretty much seals up the creek.
So what are the two seasons?
Right now in the spring, and then it kind of dies off during the higher heat in the summer, and then the fall time you get another run of it.
And how do you harvest it?
Hey, you just grab a clump of it and scissor. You want to try to leave the roots in there because it's a big root ball, and you just take the upper stalks and stems.
Jesse hops into the stream to give me a demonstration.
See, it all just grows real rooty. You scissor a bunch of stuff off.
Wow, so there's like a little mat under there.
Yeah, a little root mat.
You don't want to cut the roots because that will kill the plant. Jesse hands me a piece of one of the leaves to try.
It's hard to describe. It's got a very unique flavor. It's kind of like, almost like a zippy cilantro, but it's not the cilantro. It's very potent. You know, it's a very spicy, not spicy hot, but zesty. I don't know how to describe it.
It reminds me of horseradish, and it turns out they're related. Both plants are members of the brassica, or mustard family, which explains the zip Jesse's talking about. Watercress is full of iron, vitamins A and C, calcium, and folic acid. And according to folklore, it's good for things like liver detox, healthy skin, and even sharp eyes. Chefs like to use it as a garnish, particularly for game birds. And in England, it's common in afternoon tea sandwiches.
We throw it in the salads in the summer. Like I said, I bring it down the hatches. Some people love it. I know a couple of my uncle's friends used to come get it every year, and they're wild about it. They come down every year and grab it a couple times.
Demand for watercress has long outstripped wild supply, and is cultivated all over the world. It's tricky to grow in a home garden because it requires running water. But I've seen Massachusetts-grown watercress for sale at places like Whole Foods and upscale produce markets. In the wild, you want to watch out for fool's watercress, which often grows side by side with regular watercress. It's not poisonous, but it won't taste good. You can learn more about identifying and cooking with watercress on our website at capeandislands.org. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Also online is a recipe for watercress salad with duck eggs and olives. There's also a link there to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. That's at capeandislands.org. The show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.